Seattle Shakespeare Company bills itself as the city's year-round classical theater company. As the name implies, William Shakespeare's plays are the company's meat and potatoes. So why, then, is the Seattle Shakespeare Company producing a 20th century existential drama? You heard me right. Seattle Shakes, as it's known, opens its fall season with a new production of Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot. George Mount is the company's artistic director. He told Marcy Selman that as a classical theater company, they need to be the go-to theater for all the big plays.
The plays that you've heard about, you may not have seen, but their resonance is out there. For me, that goes beyond just the 16th century. Arguably, Waiting for Godot is the most significant piece of theater of the 20th century. Death of a Salesman might be arguably the most important American piece of theater. Waiting for Godot is probably the most important piece of world theater. And its effect and its resonance on contemporary theater continues. I was drawn to Waiting for Godot as a Shakespeare theater because it's, at its heart, it's as big in scope and thought as any Shakespeare play, only parsed down, pared away, and sort of in a sort of crucible of this country road evening. That's it, you know, these two guys. It's as existential in its complexity as Richard II, which we did last year, about this guy who's lost his identity, doesn't know what he's doing, doesn't know where he's supposed to go or what he's supposed to do, only there's 17 people telling that story. There's just four guys and a boy telling this story.
For people who haven't heard of this show, haven't seen it, how do you, is there a way, first of all, and if there is, how do you succinctly sum up what happens?
It is essentially about two tramps waiting in a country road for a possibly scheduled or unscheduled appointment with someone who is to give them information, guidance, a purpose. And this someone, Godot, always expected but never arriving. And how they fill their time, how they make use of their lives while waiting for this person is the plot of the play.
How long has this play been on your bucket list to produce?
So, you know, as any arrogant young theater artist in high school and college, probably reading it for the first time, like, oh, I want to do that. But it was really about 5 years ago when a fire first started going on for me to want to do it. I was kind of at a bit of an artistic crossroads myself, not knowing what I wanted, where I was going to go. Things were sort of shifting around at Seattle Shakespeare Company at the time. And I was talking with a friend of mine over drink, saying, I'm not sure what I want to do, where I'm going to go, where my passions as an artist, as a theater artist are going. And she said, well, if you could think of one play that you would really want to do, what would it be? And without a moment's hesitation, I thought, oh, Waiting for Godot. And I don't know if it's because I was as much of a crossroads as these two tramps literally are, wondering what their next move would be. But there, that must have been what it was for me that brought that play out. And when I kind of latched my claws into that idea, I couldn't let it go.
I'm talking with George Mount. He's artistic director of Seattle Shakespeare Company. So as the artistic head of a company that's dedicated mostly to Shakespeare, because that's the name of your company, when you told, I don't know who you have to tell when you want to put together your season, hey, I have this great idea. We're going to do Romeo Juliet, Twelfth Night, and Waiting for Godot. What's the reaction?
I have a really great group of people that I work with, and they picked me for this job because of their belief in my artistic ideas and where and the direction that I wanted to go, where I want to take things. They pretty much get behind it as long as it's not, you know, I vet it through the board and through John Bradshaw to make sure that it's not going to be some financial boondoggle, but that there is artistic risk and there is artistic passion behind what we do inherently. And that's what they've signed on as a board and as a managing director to support.
Something that a lot of people in the cultural community have been watching is the changeover in some of the bigger organizations mm-hmm. in town. When you look out on your colleagues and others who are in the non-theatrical mm-hmm. realm, how would you describe where we're at?
I find right now it's Seattle in our arts community, and my perspective is primarily in the theater world. There is a great hunger to be a Seattle artist and to be collaborators and to work with each other and to talk with each other and find out what each other are thinking and to play in each other's pools a little bit as well. One of the things that's going on in conjunction with this production of Waiting for Godot is I've helped orchestrate a citywide Beckett Festival, ostensibly a joint collaboration with theaters whose budgets are relatively small to theaters whose budgets are some of the biggest in town. We're all in the space of the fall producing some Beckett-related inspired work. I called up all my friends and said, hey, let's hang out and talk about Beckett and see if we all want to do some shows. And we did. And we get together like on these weekly meetings to say, what are you doing? Where are you going to go? What are you thinking about for this particular thing? It's going to be a kind of an unprecedented event. I think not just in Seattle. It just doesn't happen very often in any city for most art forms.
That's pretty exciting, a Beckett Festival. George Mount, the artistic director of the Seattle Shakespeare Company, was telling Marcy Silman about it. Their new production of Waiting for Godot opens this week at the Falls Theater. That's at ACT in downtown Seattle.